Hello, everyone, and welcome into your latest episode of Nothing But Bets. I am your host, Evan Sider. I'm a national NBA reporter for basketballnews.com. Again, a quick reminder, if you're not already, make sure you read basketballnews.com, subscribe to the basketballnews.com podcast network. We have so much great content over on the website and check out right now. We have an elite coverage of the NBA and basketball all year round. So go ahead and check out basketballnews.com right now. We're on the basketballnews.com podcast network as well here for Nothing But Bets. We are back for game six of the NBA Finals. Could be the last game of the season tonight as the Boston Celtics are hosting the Golden State Warriors. The Celtics are favored tonight in game six on their home court here in the TD Garden. I think it's going to be a situation where it's going to be a very close game throughout. It's been a great final series so far. I expect nothing more than a classic game six tonight. The Celtics are 3.5-point favorites over the Warriors. The over-under is at 211 total points. We're going to go over all that and the player props in the meantime as well. A quick reminder about a sponsor of today's show. Make sure you haven't already to do NBA Experiences. They have so much cool stuff, so go ahead and check out NBA Experiences. The NBA draft is fast approaching. You've got the chance to experience it there before with NBA Experiences. Get access to premium in-arena hospitality at the Barclays Center featuring AJ Griffin and Keegan Murray, two top 10 picks probably, Dominique Wilkins, a Hall of Famer, Ron Harper, and so much more when an official experiences and ticket package. Get 5% off your draft package using the code BASKETBALLNEWS at online checkout. That's NBAExperiences.com/BBALLNEWS and use the code BASKETBALLNEWS, all one word, at checkout. Now let's go over, I think it's going to be a classic, again, game six time between the Golden State Warriors and the Boston Celtics in Boston tonight. We're, as we always do, we're going to go through our player props here first, and we'll close up the show with my pick against the spread and my over-under prediction as we're doing all postseason long. I think this is going to be a game where the stars decide things. The season's on the line. It could be the last game of the season. The Warriors, if they win tonight, they win the NBA championship. If the Celtics win, it extends to game seven back in San Francisco on Sunday. I think we're going to see the stars come out to play tonight, folks. I'm expecting big games from Stephen Curry, from Jason Tatum. I think Jaylen Brown's a big game tonight, too. I'm expecting Klay Thompson, Game 6 Klay, to show up as he always does in these type of moments. Andrew Wiggins, who I think personally would be my finals MVP vote. I think he has a big game tonight as well. All these big contributors for both sides are going to have big games tonight. So we're going to parlay all that into a big power play, so to say, here for FanDuel or on the player props over there. And my first one is going to be over with the Golden State Warriors. It has hit two of the last three times. We're going to go back to the well here. Stephen Curry over on his three-pointers. As we all know, high-volume three-point shooter, one of the greatest three-point shooters of all time, if not the greatest. His over-under here is at 4.5 made threes. I love Stephen Curry in this spot. I'm going to take Stephen Curry over 4.5 made threes for one of my props. And then going back over here to rebounds, Andrew Wiggins on the rebounds. I don't see any reason why I would go away from him on the player props. It's hit every single time. So we're going to take Andrew Wiggins over 7.5 rebounds. And for a bonus play, I do love Game 6 Klay if you want to go in that direction. His over-under of threes is at 3.5. I think he sees at least four made threes tonight. So if you want to sprinkle in Klay on that, I would not blame you as well, because I think Game 6 Klay, it's a myth, it's a legend, it's been proven to be real. So I think we see Klay Thompson have a big game tonight as well, so you want to throw it into the mix here. From Boston side of things, I love a big Jason Tatum game. So we're going to go in the direction here. Jason Tatum over 27.5 points. And also Jaylen Brown over on his point total, which is at 23.5 points. If the Celtics can keep this game competitive tonight, in my opinion, and win this game outright, I have to think that the star wing duo of Tatum and Brown will play a very big role for tonight's game. So we're going to take Jason Tatum over 27.5 points and Jaylen Brown over 23.5 points. So all four of our player props here is going to be Jason Tatum over 27.5 points, Jaylen Brown over 23.5 points, Andrew Wiggins over 7.5 rebounds, and Stephen Curry over 4.5 made threes. That's plus 1143 odds on FanDuel if you want to parlay it all together for a four-leg same-game parlay. But all four of those separate ones, I think, will cash if you want to parlay it all together. Could be a huge payout for you. But we're going to dive into outside of our player props here. My prediction for Game 6 of the NBA Finals tonight. If you listen to Sports Grid, I'm a weekly contributor over there on their show. I gave my prediction out already. But if you have not already done so, make sure you check out Sports Grid, because I enjoy going the morning after almost every single week. And honestly, it really is a great show. So make sure you check out Sports Grid. Just a quick little pub for them. But also, basketballnews.com podcast network, whether it be Nothing But Bets, whether it be others like the Dunker Spot as well, Nekias Duncan and Steve Jones Jr., Keep It 94 at Spencer Davies. So much great content at basketballnews.com on our podcast network. So make sure you check out basketballnews.com's podcast network for so much more. And also, a quick reminder about NBA Top Shot. NFTs, they're the name of the game nowadays in the 2022s, as we all know. Digital coins, crypto, everything nowadays is kind of going towards that direction. And ironically enough, the NBA is kind of in that realm already. And it's actually about Top Shot. So I wanted to explain Top Shot to you. Steph Curry's record-breaking three, for example, or a Jason Tatum buzzer-beating dunk, or a Ja Morant poster dunk, you can turn those moments into collectible moments that are licensed forever digitally. NBA Top Shot has evolved trading cards by making it easier to buy, sell, and collect by removing the hassle of grading, shoeboxes, and shipping fees. You can buy or sell moments in a few clicks and access them at any time on your phone or computer. Your collection is always at your fingertips. Start collecting Top Shot moments in any way you want. Collect rookie moments from future stars like Evan Mobley and Cade Cunningham. Collect throwback moments from former NBA stars like Shaquille O'Neal and Allen Iverson. Or collect moments from your favorite teams to gain access to exclusive perks. Grab your starter pack today and Top Shot will give you $20 back to start your collection and pick up some of your favorite moments in the marketplace. Go to about.nbatopshot.com/bballnews and get in the game today. Again, that is about.nbatopshot.com/bballnews. So we are back here on the show, Nothing But Bets. Make sure, as always, you subscribe to the podcast, rate and review if you have not already as well. Game 6 of the NBA Finals could be the last game of the season tonight for the NBA calendar for the 2021-22 season, the Golden State Warriors versus the Boston Celtics. The Celtics are 3.5-point favorites. The over-under here is 211. As I mentioned, if you listen to Sports Grid this morning, you probably heard my prediction already, but if you have not, I'm going to go in the direction of the Golden State Warriors, not only to cover the 3.5-point spread at +3.5, but I'm going to go with the money line here at +140 on FanDuel. I love the Warriors in the closeout spot to win this game. Like I mentioned a couple games ago, their offense figured it's on now, and it's maintained the last few games. I expect Stephen Curry to really be a huge piece tonight, as will Klay Thompson. Will not be shot by a Jordan Poole game as well. But also, Andrew Wiggins has been so key to this series. I think he's been harassing Jason Tatum consistently. I think that continues forward in this game. So I love a big Andrew Wiggins game. I love a big Splash Brothers game. I'm going to go in the Warriors of at least making this a one-possession game, but I'm confident enough in my prediction. I'm going to go with the Warriors' money line here at +140. I think it's a really easy play with Warriors at plus money. They've been really good at cashing so far. So I'm going in the direction here of the Warriors to finish off and win the NBA championship. So I'm going to lock in Warriors +3.5 and the +140 money line on FanDuel. So I'm taking the Warriors here to win the title in Game 6 in Boston. And then for the over-under at 211 total points, I love the over. I'm expecting big star games from Stephen Curry, from Klay Thompson. Andrew Wiggins has been a star throughout this postseason run for the Warriors. I think he has a big game too, like I mentioned. I think Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown both go over on their point total, so I expect big games from them as well, and other Celtics role players. 211, I think we're going to see a higher scoring game. It's kind of going contrarian because a lot of people are going under in this do-or-die game, slower pace, but I expect a very fast-paced, high-scoring game tonight with a superstar showing a classic Game 6. So I'm going to go ahead and lock in that prediction. We're going to see a classic Game 6 tonight. Let's lock in one more time here. My player props, my over-under prediction, and my pick as well. So player props, Jason Tatum, over 27.5 points. Jaylen Brown, over 23.5 points. Andrew Wiggins, over 7.5 rebounds. And Stephen Curry, over 4.5 made threes. I'm going in direction as well for the spread prediction of Warriors +3.5. And I'm sprinkling on top of that with my confidence, Warriors on the money line at +140. And then for my over-under projection, we're going to go with the over on 211. I expect big games from the star players tonight to push that number over. So appreciate everyone listening in, as always, to the podcast. We're locking our predictions for Game 6. Make sure you rate, review, and subscribe to the show. Make sure you also subscribe to the podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the BasketballNews.com podcast network. And also make sure you read BasketballNews.com every single day. But in the meantime, make sure you lock in your bets for what should be a classic Game 6. And happy betting to you on this Thursday night.